This is Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio 89.1. I'm Norma Martinez. The deadly clashes between white nationalists and counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia, have been dominated headlines. Here in San Antonio, the Confederate monument in Travis Park was at the center of separate protests this weekend. Confederate supporters gathered in the park to voice opposition to its potential relocation, while those who want it removed held a demonstration of their own. The words exchanged between the two sides were heated, but the protests were without violence. TPR's Joey Palacios reports.
Confederate, American, and Texas flags decorated one corner of Travis Park as around 250 people, some armed with long rifles and other firearms, sang the Song of Dixie. Paul Gramling is a commander with the Sons of Confederate Veterans. He came to protest from Shreveport, Louisiana. He says Confederate monuments across the country are war memorials and symbols of heritage.
They were put in spots where they are to remember and memorialize the dead soldiers, our dead men who didn't come off the battlefield, who never made it home. That's what these monuments are for.
The protest was organized by a group called This Is Texas Freedom Force. It was a response to request by San Antonio Council members Roberto Trevino and Cruz Shaw to relocate the monument, possibly to a museum. The tall obelisk-like monument features an unnamed soldier at the top. It was erected in the late 1890s by the Daughters of the Confederacy.
What are we here for? Take it down!
Across the park, another 250 people held a rally of their own in support of removing the monument. Jonathan David Jones is a community activist and often participates in Black Lives Matter events.
This monument should have been going a long time ago, needs to go now. We don't care what they do with it, where they relocate it. They can throw it away. They can put it in one of their homes if they want, but it doesn't belong in public space.
He says the Confederacy stood for white supremacy.
They say it's for heritage. You know, they say it's for history, but we know what it's really about.
San Antonio police had the two sides of the park separated with barricades. Police Chief Roy McManus says it was to prevent physical confrontations.
You know, my issue is keeping the peace during these types of demonstrations. And, you know, having had about 28 years of experience with this in D.C., the most effective way to keep these folks separated is by putting up fencing.
SAPD estimates at least 500 people were present in the park. The fencing kept the sides mostly apart, but that didn't stop them from taunting each other with a war of words. Travis Park seemed to mirror the mood of the country in recent months.
Mexico, go back to Mexico. That's right. Why are you here if you hate this country?
Mexico,
why are you here?
Off our streets, Nazi scum! Off our streets, Nazi scum!
God bless America! God bless America!
At least one person was arrested. Police charged 20-year-old Michael Murphy with assault.
Why are you touching me?
Murphy was on the side of those who wanted the monument removed. The public address systems on both sides dueled with each other. On the Confederate supporters' side, Jeffrey Atticott, a professor at St. Mary's University, said the Confederate group did not stand for racism.
We've got black individuals out here, we've got white, we've got green, we've got yellow. We've got a diversity of people. This is not about racism. And if any of you are racist in here, please see me afterwards. I'd love to beat the living daylights out of you.
On the removal side, Bexar County Commissioner Tommy Calvert says this country tore itself apart over the institution of slavery.
We stand together, united, black, white, brown, gay, straight, of every color, Native American, to say, this is our country. We're united. We're together. We love each other. We don't want to hurt each other. We want everybody to prosper. This is our America. And we're not going back.
Moving the monument is not a done deal. It'll take action from the full San Antonio City Council. Councilmen Shaw and Trevino are asking for the monument to be placed in an area where it can be integrated into historical context. It's unknown when the proposal by the councilmen will be heard by a council committee. Joy Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.